From Ricky Gervais to expected winners, here's what to expect at the Golden Globes. By Breitbart News on January 5, 2020. The Golden Globes are famously unpredictable, but a few sure things seem to be in store for Sunday's awards. Streaming services will play a starring role, five-time host Ricky Gervais will snicker at his own jokes, and Brad Pitt is all but assured of taking home an award. Plenty of question marks remain for the 77th Golden Globe Awards, though. Will Jennifer Lopez score her first Globe? Who will win Best Song in the face-off between Beyoncé, Taylor Swift and Elton John? Just how many cat's jokes are too many? But whatever the cat drags in Sunday, the Golden Globes, Hollywood's most freewheeling televised award show, should be entertaining. They also might be unusually influential. The 87 voting members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association have traditionally had little in common with the nearly 9,000 industry professionals that make up the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The HFPA is known for calculatingly packing its show with as much star power as possible, occasionally rewarding even the likes of The Tourist and Burlesque. But the condensed time frame of this year's award season brings the Globes and the Academy Awards closer in proximity. Balloting for Oscar nominations began Thursday, voters will be watching. The Golden Globes will begin at 8 p.m. EST and be broadcast live on NBC from the Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills, California. Netflix comes into the Globes with a commanding 34 nods, 17 in film categories and 17 in television categories. Noah Baumbach's Marriage Story leads all movies with 6 nods, including Best Film, Drama. Martin Scorsese's The Irishman, with 5 nominations, is up for the same category. The box office smash Joker may be their stiffest competition. The path is more certain for Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is competing in the comedy or musical category. It could easily take home more trophies than any other movie, with possible wins for Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, a 12-time Globes nominee and 3-time winner, and Tarantino's Script. Tarantino is also up for Best Director, though he faces formidable competition in Scorsese and Parasite filmmaker Bong Joon-ho. The dearth of nominations for female filmmakers has stoked more backlash than anything else at this year's Globes. Only men were nominated for Best Director. Just 5 women have ever been nominated in the category. And none of the 10 films up for Best Picture was directed by a woman, either.